Now, I know this crowd here, probably many of you don't like the man we got in the White House, but old buddy likes him. I kind of like that little feller. I think he's tough. I respect that anyway.
Yeah.
Like a little bandy rooster. That's
yeah.
You remember a couple months ago, we got in trouble for that comment where they was shooting our boys up in Iraq, and he says, "Bring them on." The shooters, I mean, he said, "Bring them on." And he got in trouble for that, you know, because he's all the way over here, and they're all the way over there. He said, "Bring them on." Like I say, I appreciate that, because that's tough talk. I wrote a little song about that. Here it is. Go bring it on. I'm on vacation in Saskatchewan. Yes. Called and said she got robbed in a nail salon. I said, "Let me talk to the owner." Said, "I got 50 I can loan her. She can handle whatever you're throwing her. Bring it out." Selling marijuana by the ton, and you're out of the house and the cops arrest your son, give a call down to the station, say my boy don't mind starvation, threats and torture and interrogation, bring it on! Yeah. Okay, hold on. And I think you're getting my point. Right. My little girl come home from school in tears, getting beat on by a classmate twice her years. I called up that kid's old man, said, "For this I will not stand." Said, "I do not want her to grow up in fear." So I bought my kid a martial arts baton to bonk that big old nasty Amazon. Dropped her off at school next day. That bully came her way, and they both did hear me say, "Bring it on!" I met a gal as curvy as a fishing knife. I gave comfort to this lonely hot housewife. Unafraid and unprotected, but her husband came home unexpected. I barely made it out the window with my life. Miles away there in my pickup all alone, regained my composure, picked up my cell phone, called that gal, how she was crying, husband screaming that she'd been lying, but he said, "Hey, tell that moron, bring it on!" Sometimes you gotta just stand up for what's right.